Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is St. Louis's News Radio.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends.
And this is Overtime.
Let's do it.
Alex. Here comes Alex, ladies and
gentlemen. There he is. Hi, everybody. It's Overtime. Tom Ackerman with you. We have John Hancock in studio. How you doing there, big boy?
Who am I? That's what I want.
That's a great answer. That's exactly what I thought the answer would be. Amy Mark Scores, what's going on? How are you doing in your quest to raise money for Backstoppers? You're doing a wonderful thing.
Oh, well, thank you. I am doing great. We have had so many generous people donate. We are almost at the $7,000 mark.
Whoa.
Which is so exciting. I really want to beat Mark Cox over at 97.1 and show him that KMOX is where it's at.
How much did he raise? 10?
Dial, baby. He did 12.
12, you can beat 12.
You'll blow past
that.
Come on. We got to beat that, folks.
So I'm thinking about doing $1,000 a mile, Amy. What would that come out to?
Well, John Hancock, if I knew you were doing $1,000 a mile,
yeah,
that would be the premier motivating factor here. So we are looking between $40,000 and $45,000 from the generous John Hancock.
Wow.
In Studio
how about,
B.
That's great. How about
that's
75
wonderful.
Cents? How much would 75 cents? I'm gonna be somewhere between 75 cents and $4,000.
Okay.
So there you go.
Wow.
That is great.
Speaking of money being thrown around, John, the Cardinals notified Colton Wong they will not pick up his $12.5 million option. They are going to pay him $1 million to become a free agent, but he will not be on the books as it stands right now for 2021. And he joins Yadier Molina and Adam Wainwright, who also officially went on the market. So let's play some cards Jeopardy. In question form, what one player should the Cardinals not retain out of that group?
And Alex, who is Colton Wong?
Amy, do you agree?
I would say, Alex, who is anybody but Molina and Wainwright? You got to keep those two, please. I have my hands clasped together, fervently praying. They're the heart and soul of St. Louis right now.
John, I've done a lot of the talking this morning on this topic, so I want to turn it over to you. What are your thoughts? What does your heart say right now with regard to what the Cardinals are doing?
Well, I mean, they're clearly going to have to shave some payroll. I mean, 3 million butts didn't sit in 3 million seats this year, and it's likely they're not going to be able to sit in those seats much next year. You've got a good alternative in Tommy Edman at second base. Wong's going to make money, and he should. He's a good ball player. But we've got to produce. I don't know who hits leadoff on this team. And the guy I've got my little eye on is George Springer. I think he would look awfully nice in that outfield.
He absolutely would. He's also going to cost you a lot of money. But the guy's a heck of a player. He hits leadoff for the Astros. And
he can
hit. Amy, I you know, the question I think when it comes to the Cardinals is what brings the fans to
right.
this franchise, and I think it's been about winning. It's been about tradition. It's what you do. It's what your family does. But it has been about players, and to your point, there is an attachment there that the Cardinals have to weigh in here with regard to the legacy of Molina and Wainwright. Even if they play for another team, they'll still come back and be Cardinals legends forever, but it's that continuity. It's the beauty of having two players remain in their entire careers here.
Well, and I would be a terrible general manager or president of baseball operations because I get too emotional about these things, right? At the end of the day, It is a business. At the end of the day, you want to win, and winning covers a multitude of sins. If you were to keep, for instance, a player that speaks to the hearts of the fans, like Molina and Wainwright, but you don't win for 10 or 12 years, the fans aren't happy. If you lose a marquee player, but you go on to win a World Series in the next few years, I think that covers over the loss of a player. So ultimately, I do think winning trumps the romance of a player spending his entire career with your franchise. But I'm a romantic, and man, it's easy to be romantic about baseball.
Major League Baseball is investigating the actions of Justin Turner, John, after he took the field following the World Championship Tuesday night of the Dodgers. An MLB statement criticized Turner for disregarding the agreed-upon joint protocols. Commissioner Rob Manfred called the night bittersweet due to Turner's actions returning to the field. Should Mr. Turner be fined for his actions?
Heck yeah. I mean, he was told not to do it. There's a pandemic going on out there, in case you haven't noticed, Justin Turner, with your nasty-looking beard. And, yes, he should be fined, and he should be made a public display of humiliation, in my ever-so-humble opinion.
Well, I'm going to leave the beardism out of this. No anti-beardism here, John Hancock. But
have you seen that thing, Amy? I mean, have you seen that thing?
I have. But did you see Jack Dorsey's beard?
On the
front of the Wall Street Journal, New York Times? That was an interesting beard as well. It's a big year for beards. No, Justin Turner should absolutely be fined for his actions. And I was thinking about, both sides of this. Why would Justin Turner decide to run on the field? Why would his teammates encourage him to do that? I get it. But at the end of the day, I kept going back to those family members who lost a loved one, who lost a mother or a father and couldn't visit them in their nursing home or in their hospital because of that positive COVID diagnosis. And yet here is a guy running out on the field to celebrate with his teammates because it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I get that, but man, is that hard to look at when you know how many people have suffered not being able to be with loved ones in their final moments.
Should Illinois schools be allowed to play basketball this winter? Another sports topic, big one in Illinois. We will tackle that one when we come back in overtime. It's 8:39. 8:41 on Overtime with Amy Markscores and John Hancock. I'm Tom Ackerman. Chris Myhill at the controls. Cole Duggar behind the glass. Newsroom's ready to break in at any moment. Roger Brand's been giving us there's a lot of traffic today.
There was a lot of traffic.
A lot of people out and about this morning. Be careful out there. Let's start actually with a couple of high school topics, and we'll start in Missouri. Governor Mike Parson is going after State Auditor Nicole Galloway by pointing out that she attended a private religious school while he went to a public school. John, is this an effective attack by the governor?
Nope.
What's the attack? I'm confused. It sounds like a fact. You, sir, went to a public school, and you, ma'am, went to a private school. All right, next question.
Now, why would he say it otherwise?
I don't know. You'd have to ask him.
Well, get him on the phone.
I was homeschooled. Which line does that fall in? Does that, you know what I mean? Like, if I'm in this argument between public school and private school, and I say I've homeschooled, do I fall on the I'm attacked side, or do I fall on the okay side?
Just imagine, Amy, if you had been homeschooled during a pandemic, you would have known that nothing was wrong out there the whole time.
Because I was in a bubble, you mean?
Yeah, you're just at home.
Yes, that's how we like to operate.
Another day in the classroom. Here we go. COVID, schmovid.
I think it's stupid, to be honest, the whole public-private thing conversation anyway. I mean, if you go to a school and your teachers educate you, you're educated. If you're schooled at home and you learn, you're educated. It shouldn't matter either way. But anyway, that's just me.
Bentonville High, class of 82.
He would have to add more details. He would have to add more details to this attack rather than just stating a fact.
The Illinois High School Association is defying guidance from the governor and public health department and will play basketball as scheduled. The IHSA Executive Director, Craig Anderson, after yesterday's vote by the board, says games begin in late November, but everyone will have to wear masks. Governor Pritzker suggesting schools may face liability if they proceed. Should the Illinois schools be allowed to play hoops this winter, Amy?
Well, I think they should. Here's the thing with schools, and I know with school sports, that has been a topic as well. And according to the story, they would be wearing, as you said, face masks during the games, which sounds incredibly difficult because of the aerobic nature of basketball. But we look at what's going on in Europe, and you are seeing Germany shut back down. All, you know, gyms, restaurants, concert halls. France, you're seeing France shut back down. They have curfews in cities like Paris. They're closing non-essential businesses. They're closing bars. And France, for instance, is seeing 30 to 50,000 new cases a day. That would be the equivalent of the U.S. seeing over 200,000 new cases a day. Right now, we're at around 80, 81,000 new cases. Why do I bring that up? Because the schools are still open in Europe. The schools are still open in France. They're still open in Germany. They are still open in Switzerland. That has a positivity rate of 26% right now when it comes to COVID, because what they're finding is schools are not spreaders of COVID. And they also see just the how essential it is for kids to continue learning, to continue interacting. And look at it this way. At least this is a controlled environment, which the kids are interacting in a way that they know they're being safe, versus if they're not playing sports or they're not at school, they're going to go hang out with their buddies and they won't be social distancing there.
Hey, are we still playing Jeopardy? who put the germ in Germany, Alex, for 200? You know, I'm all for these kids running up and down the hardwoods. I did that myself back in high school and Pattonville Pirates, class of 82. Johnny from the corner, Hancock, they called me because I sat on the corner of the bench. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I'm all for them playing that high school basketball in Illinois. Go get them. And are they going to play with masks on? Is that what I understand?
I don't think they can play with masks on.
I was going to say.
No, they
can't. I mean, as
be.
Long as the referee's not Justin Turner, I say let him go. Let him play.
You can't. It's too
difficult.
It's too intense of a sport. You can't play with a mask on. But I think you have to wear a mask if you're not playing.
That would be me. I'd be there
yeah,
on
so
the corner of the bench with my
right.
old mask on.
You would be masked. Speaking of Germany, Germany and other European countries, John, are going on lockdown again as COVID cases rise in Europe. With our cases surging again, do we have the fortitude to endure another lockdown?
I doubt it. You know, this the way the United States has dealt with this has been very individualistic and as opposed to collectivistic. And, you know, the government could order things to be locked down. But, man, it's going to put so many businesses out of business. And I don't know that the public would tolerate it at this point in the United States. And I hope we don't get to that point where the government issues some edict and the people thumb their nose at it. That's not good either.
Right. I mean, and you mentioned the individualism versus the collectivism. Obviously, Europe is a little bit more used to the government stepping in and following those rules. But there's been pushback even in Germany. Again, as I mentioned, as bars, restaurants, gyms, concert halls are being closed down. Hotels are allowed to host business travelers only. And Germany's pushing back saying, hey, we're going to lose so many of our small businesses. In fact, they have said that their medium-sized businesses would be just wiped out by these restrictions. So at some point, you have to look at the effects on the economy as well. I mean, it's not an either or. It's difficult. It's just a really difficult situation.
Who's the most hated? What is the most hated state in America? Wow, that is some statement there. We'll see. It's from a website. The top five most hated states in America. Is ours on it? I hope not. We'll find out next on Total Information AM Overtime. You know, these lists always crack me up, and they come from websites that I've never heard of.
Yeah.
Best Life. But they are fun to talk about, and they get a lot of attention. This one in particular, Best Life, got a lot of attention with its most hated states in America. Number five, Amy Mark Scores and John Hancock, is Florida.
Agreed.
Number four, I don't know why people would have so much against Oklahoma.
What the hell's wrong with
really?
Florida?
That's like hating the Eagles.
Why
you
would
don't
you
hate the Eagles? Why do you hate Oklahoma?
Why would you hate Oklahoma? What do they do?
They don't do anything.
Number three.
Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Number three certainly gets plenty of press and attention. That would be California.
Oh, yeah.
Number
that could
two,
be number one.
Most hated state, Texas.
Hmm.
What?
And the number one most hated state in America is New Jersey.
I protest. I graduated from Rutgers University in beautiful New Brunswick, New Jersey. It's a beautiful, it's the Garden State. You get up north there, some of the most beautiful, beautiful land you'll ever want to see. And then you go down Route 1, you go through all the chemical plants. I mean, it's a great, New Jersey's a great place.
Is it? You know, the Garden State is always, it's always surprising to me that that's what they call it, because I've only been to Secaucus.
Yeah.
I was on a train through Secaucus. But, you know, when you think of New Jersey, you don't think of gardens. You think of Jersey Shore.
Yeah, you know, and you got Newark and Trenton.
The methodology used by Best Life magazine included an independent poll of 320,000 Instagram followers nationwide.
Well, there you go.
By illustrator and amateur researcher Matt Shirley.
Uh-huh. Matt Shirley.
Aren't we all amateur researchers?
Yeah.
They influencing the results were the percentage of the population that has recently moved out of each particular state, in essence, voting with their feet.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
Well,
I don't know where Missouri was, but that's your top five.
7 years in a row, California has lost more people, right, leaving the state than have gone to California to live there.
I did see that California is the second most expensive state in America. Number one being Hawaii. And Missouri checking in is the 12th cheapest state to live in.
Least expensive, we like to say.
That's the, well, they put it, they said cheapest.
Of course they did. Because Matt Shirley's doing a research.
Because it gets a lot of attention.
Matt Shirley.
All right, last call. This is like a you have to do the Halloween question. It's on my sheet. It's a controversial question every year this time of year. Yeah. John, do you like candy corn?
Candy corn. Who in the world? I would eat a can of Alpo before I would eat candy. I
mean, no, you would not.
Yeah. Oh, trust me, I would. And first of all,
Tom, we're doing that.
They paint those things. There's paint on them, and you know, they got the orange and they got the brown and they got it's bad, nasty.
Juan, join me for my upcoming Facebook Live with John Hancock, where I present him with Alpo and candy corn.
All right,
and we'll watch it. We'll watch it. Okay.
You got to get the chicken though.
My answer is candy corn is great for the first 2 pieces of candy corn.
Yeah.
And somehow by the time you reach for the third piece of candy corn, turns into the worst thing ever.
$3,000. That's what your dental bill will cost. You eat enough of that
I'm not
stuff.
Sure I like that answer. I'm going one or the other. I'm going to say I like candy corn.
Come on.
Aaron. Absolutely.
I've developed this great respect for you over the course of this week.
Would I eat an entire handful of it?
Awful candy.
Yes.
Corn.
Would I mix it with peanuts? Have you ever done that? No, of course I haven't. But it's great.
I mean, orange and brown.
It's just sugar. I
mean, exactly. Exactly. And it's all.
It's just candy. It's the consistency of it that turns people off because it's like they're eating a piece of wax or something.
That's what you sound like eating candy corn.
Just candy corn.
That's awful. Have a good show, Amy.
Amy's next at 9.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.